This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is very slowly making its way into theaters, but it should be somewhere near you now. Probably, that is. It's I Love You, Philip Morris, starring Jim Carrey, and he decides he shouldn't be married anymore because he likes men. He becomes a con man, which lands him in and out of prison, where he meets the love of his life, Philip Morris.
It didn't take me long to realize being gay is really expensive. So I became a con man.
Cash or charge?
Charge.
Credit card fraud. I was selling bad tomatoes. Anything to make a buck. Maybe it wasn't the right thing to do.
When I called all your references, well, they couldn't speak more highly of you.
So if you've been waiting for that next great movie from Jim Carrey where he knocks us out of our seats with that funny man stuff and makes us laugh at him or with him until we can't take it anymore, well, this movie is not it. There are a few funny-ish moments, but mostly it's a romantic drama kind of thing. Now, I'm all for people, you know, trying different things and branching out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a movie opinionist girl person. But if you're really, really good at something, you should do it in Jim Carrey. You should be making us laugh. But to be fair, the movie is well done and well acted. But again, I wanted to laugh and laugh a lot. So in our movie night traffic guide, I Love You, Philip Morris is a yellow light. Although I'm not entirely sure who I'd recommend see this movie, because this is just not the Jim Carrey that we love. Now into a movie actually being released everywhere all at once, it's Season of the Witch, starring Nicolas Cage. Way back in the day, when the plague hits, a girl is suspected of being a witch and causing all sorts of problems. Some men are charged with taking her to a monastery, but the journey turns out to be way more complicated than they thought it would be.
I am Damon of Blybrook.
Your name has become a legend. You must deliver the witch to Severac, where you will destroy the witch's powers.
That the witch
is not what I say.
Okay, so sometimes I'm a huge fan of Nicolas Cage. You know, when he does movies like The City of Angels, The Rock, and Raising Arizona. And then there are movies he does which makes me wonder, what the heck was he thinking? Like Ghost Rider, The Weatherman, and that horrific movie, The Wicker Man. Then there are movies you just go to be entertained, and those are the National Treasure movies. So where does this movie fall in? Well, it's not going to be A City of Angels. It has some decent sword fighting scenes, but the acting is kind of off and not very believable. Well, maybe because Nick is sporting long hair and he speaks all 14th century. But whatever the reason, the movie is really just filler. Those movies released in January, just filling space until the good ones come out. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.